Pastoralism, a predominantly nomadic lifestyle centered on livestock herding, is under threat. To chart a way forward, more than 100 pastoralists from Sudan to Spain attended a global gathering of pastoralists in Kisarian, Kenya. Jonathan Davies, coordinator of the Global Drylands Initiative, helped organize the event.
But by bringing people from, you know, the most unlikely places together, you discover that there's a lot of common ground and a lot of opportunity for sharing and sharing experiences and expertise.
Pastoralist communities normally live in geographic peripheries, far from the reach of central governments. They often are painted as anti-government and conflict-prone, but Davies claims this reputation is undeserved.
Pastoralism is on a third of the land surface of this planet, and the vast, vast majority of it is self-policing, and it's pretty peaceful. You know, that's the conflict's terrible, but it's the exception, not the norm.
Davies says the pastoralist land use system contributes to biodiversity and is environmentally sustainable, a point that was reinforced when conference attendees visited a biofuel processing plant. Khalid Kawalid represents pastoralist communities around Dana, Jordan.
The entity just told us that we benefited from the waste more than from the meat. And this is surprising for me.
Like many at the conference, economic and political pressures forced Kawalid out of pastoralism.
Now they cannot move out of the boundaries of Jordan. Even in Jordan, they are in isolated, sometimes isolated islands because of privatization, because of industry, because of conservation. So they cannot move as they have used to.
The World Alliance of Mobile Indigenous People aims to set a global agenda to protect pastoralist rights. Lalji Desai is the group secretary general.
Most of the pastoralists in every region, we have similar problems. And its problem is linked with the policy making and the decision making process. Recognizing our rights or even the land right issue or our migratory routes or market or preserving our animal genetic resources or our knowledge. I mean, everything is linked with the policy making decision.
Ole Johan Siku comes from the Sami community of reindeer herders in northern Sweden.
Still, it's locally or regionally or in the country you have to do something, but if you get support from UN, that's good. Mm-hmm. Because if from Sami people feel that the country, northern, the Scandinavian countries doesn't support the Sami, we have to have support from UN and EU, and then we can do something.
Siku was trying to protect his ancient lifestyle by adapting to modern realities. He lobbies the Swedish government for Sami rights and works with a group, Slow Food Sami, that promotes traditional Sami recipes to find new markets for his reindeer meat. Rupa Goganeni for VOA News, Kisarian, Kenya.